The Kingdom of God, the audiobook. Read by John Codio.
Preface and Introduction. Matthew 6, 9-13. In this manner, therefore pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. When the disciples asked our Lord Jesus to teach them to pray, he pivoted that prayer around the kingdom of God. In 1 Samuel 36, we read that, "Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." As David strengthened himself, the word of God will guide you to find strength in the Lord your God. Romans 12:2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." As you renew your mind in the word of God, you will think the way he thinks. You will enact his will on earth. 2 Timothy 2:2, "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." I did not set out to write a book or be an author. This is not a book, quote unquote, and it certainly did not originate from me in that sense. I wanted to teach the church that I pastor. So I made this manual or workbook from my notes for the body of Jesus Christ and others who might be interested. This is not meant to replace your Bible reading. You should read your Bible with a plan to completely read it every year. When I met Jesus Christ in 1997, he gave an insatiable hunger for the Word of God. That is the Holy Bible. I did not have to be forced to read. I wanted to know more about him, his precepts, to know what God's plan is. After the heart attacks and the stroke in 2018 had left me to relearn all the functions of the right side of my body, I resorted to using my phone and my left hand to type the book. This audiobook is possible only because of the studio that I ran for the Lord 20 years ago called Timbrels. And because of that, I knew how to work the audio and at least make a recording. And I hope this blesses you. There are many who teach on the same subject. My aim is not to compete with them, but to complete my Father's work. I simply wish to see all the people saved, according to Scripture. To that end, God's plan, as it revealed to me, is in the passages that follow. 1 Timothy 2:1-7. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Remember, he who has called you is faithful, and he will bring to completion the good work that he started in you. Strengthen others as you gain understanding of the only plan that God has for yours and my reconciliation through Jesus Christ. I wish to thank all the saints in the household of God who helped me accomplish this work for his kingdom. This is dedicated to Anubhama Kodiyal and my children for being there for me. With love in Jesus Christ, John S. Kodiyal.
Welcome to Matei Tuo, the teaching ministry of John Kodiyal. Based on what Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, and what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in his second letter, chapter 2, verse 2. Matei Tuo in Greek means to make a disciple. This recording is meant to teach God's word with clarity and simplicity. Thank you for listening.